听力课堂，听 class.com。
This is the reading for Studio Classroom, September 2009. Page 12. Do hard things. Alex and Brett Harris are challenging teens to choose leadership over laziness.Twin brothers Alex and Brett Harris are calling teenagers around the globe to rebel. And the brothers' message is getting out. They're among the most widely read young writers on the web. Sounds dangerous, right? Wrong. Instead of asking teens to rebel against authority, the 20-year-old Harris twins are challenging teens to rebel against low expectations.They believe today's society is teaching teens to be irresponsible. So the twins are encouraging young people to take a different path, the difficult one. It's a path that requires more work, but also promises more rewards. The message is simple but powerful. Be ambitious, become a leader, change the world. Redefining the teenage years.To get their message out, the twins from Oregon started a blog that has become a worldwide movement, The Revolution. The word revolution is a combination of the words rebellion and revolution. Teens are encouraged to rebel against the saying, be young, have fun, and instead to follow the motto, do hard things. The movement signals the beginning of a real revolution.How it all started. In the summer of 2005, the 16-year-old twins were bored with their high school debate team. They wanted a bigger challenge, one that would move them into the real world. Their dad, Greg, a well-known figure in the American homeschool movement, delivered one. He put them on an intense reading program.He handed them a stack of books that included bestsellers, The Tipping Point, and The World is Flat. As they read, they learned that teens in countries like China and India were accomplishing far more than those in the U.S. The brothers concluded that their culture was teaching them to be selfish and immature. So they began writing their thoughts about the teenage years on a blog. To support their ideas,They included historical facts, biblical ideas, and contemporary examples. Through the blog, they soon realized that other teens were feeling the same way. Teens were thinking big but lacked opportunities to act big. The Harris boys had struck a chord in the hearts of many people, and their blog drew more and more readers. The Three C's of the Revolution.As the twins' ideas developed into the revolution, three main teaching points emerged: character, competence, and collaboration. Last year, they put these ideas and more in their book, Do Hard Things. In it, they emphasize getting out of one's comfort zone and stretching oneself in all areas. There are endless examples, from aiming to do 100 push-ups to starting a club that helps needy kids. They believe that working on big tasks with others leads to personal growth. Do Hard Things emphasizes that trying and failing is better than not trying at all. Because the goal is growth, failure is acceptable. Do Hard Things Tour. Alex and Brett will soon start their second year of university in Virginia. But this summer,Just like the last two, the boys have taken their message on the road. By hosting Do Hard Things conferences around the U.S., they're challenging thousands of teens face-to-face. By taking the challenge, young people are redefining the teenage years, and they're changing the world. Word Bank. Rebel. Bobby rebels against his parents by doing everything they tell him not to do. Authority. In the classroom, the teacher is the authority. Ambitious. Todd has an ambitious plan. He wants to climb the 10 highest mountains in Asia in 1 month. Revolution. The Industrial Revolution changed the way people work. Many people moved from farm work to factory jobs. Stack. There's a stack of Chinese books on my desk. Immature. These sixth graders are too immature to handle the topics in this textbook. Contemporary. In Mr. Lerner's class, we study both classic and contemporary literature. Strike a chord. The movie Pearl Harbor struck a chord with my grandfather because he was in the Navy at that time. Emerge. As the police investigated the crime, more and more details slowly emerged. Comfort zone. Rob is fairly shy, so he was out of his comfort zone when he gave that speech. Needy. Our church collects clothes and canned foods to give to needy families. Conference. Doctors from around the nation gathered at the 3-day medical conference. More information. Rebellion. Motto. Biblical. Competence. Collaboration. Talk about it. Do you agree with the Harris brothers' ideas about the teenage years? Why or why not? The Harris twins believe that American culture teaches teenagers to be immature and selfish. What do you think your culture is teaching teenagers? If you had to pick one hard thing to do, what would you choose? Why? What is one thing you've done recently that forced you out of your comfort zone? Talk about it. How did you feel?